Dun 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 dun. Okay, definitely going to do this quickly today because I've got to make an important phone call in 32 minutes. So I'm going to try and get this done in about 24 minutes. Right, I've got two papers. I've got the Sydney Morning Herald and I've got the Daily Telegraph today. Couldn't bear to pick up the fucking Australian because it's so dull. It's really the one that makes me want to collapse in a heap. So I'm going to get straight into it. The Sydney Morning Herald for today, which is Tuesday, April the 2nd, the day back after the Easter long weekend. Right, front page of the Sydney Morning Herald says, stone the flaming crows. Right on the front there, if you're not from Australia, this won't mean anything. Well, it might mean something, actually. There's a place on the northern beaches of Sydney near Palm Beach. Well, it is Palm. It's not near Palm Beach. It is Palm Beach, but it's opposite the actual Palm Beach beach on the Pittwater side. And it's the old boat shed, or it's the boat shed that is always referred to in Home and Away. But it used to be a lovely cafe, and they've just spent $7 million doing it up. And it's in the news because they have been refused their request to open late. There's no one. There's hardly any houses around there. I guarantee it'll be because someone, it's a very exclusive place to live. Someone in one of those houses is probably like friends with one of the councillors or something. That's my guess. That's front page of the Sydney Morning Herald. MPs behaving badly face 5% salary clip. Misbehaving politicians would be docked up to 5% of their salary or suspended from Parliament if a powerful new body charged with investigating allegations of misconduct gets passed into law. A leaked document outlining the punishments for MPs and senators found to breach parliamentary standards also recommends that some complaints remain secret, as the commissioner would have the power to enforce confidentiality agreements. Politicians can just do whatever they like, can't they? Defence ponders suing US polluter. That's basically, I'll cut that very short. The company, there's a business, what they've called the Wall Street giant 3M company, produces, it's a kind of chemical company, produces things. It has supplied fire retardants to, I think, the military and fire services and obviously defence. And there's obviously they've just proven to be carcinogenic. They haven't given thorough enough warning to people. So there's apparently going to be some big, I think the federal government is going to press, you know, charges or take them to court, sue them for. The news follows a landmark US federal court settlement approved at the weekend, under which the company will pay up to US $12.5 billion. And they reckon that it could put the company into bankruptcy. I couldn't give a fuck about that, so I'll just turn the page. Defence ponders suing polluter over Forever Chemicals. Yeah, they're called Forever Chemicals. That sounds nice, doesn't it? Man accused of Ukraine murder sought Australian consular aid. That is about two men, one British, one Australian, that went over to the Ukraine to fight against Russia. Apparently the Australian man, who is an Algerian-born man, has been accused of killing the British ex-paratrooper. So that's great. The moral of that story is don't go over to Ukraine to help fight the Russians. Just fucking stay in Australia. What's it got to do with you? Asteroid that killed dinosaurs was a big bang for birds. Basically, they're just changing their mind again on the sort of history of birds and dinosaurs. I don't even think I can be bothered to read it, because whatever I learnt at school is total bollocks, because they've changed their mind as to, oh, how, you know, were there dinosaurs? What was the first one? You know, what was it called? I think something like the Triceratops or one of those fucking dinosaurs that it ended up being, oh, that never existed. It was just, no, that never existed. I said, well, don't teach me that at school then. That's a waste of time. And then people say, oh, yeah, did all the dinosaurs have wet feathers on? Not interested. No one knows what happened. So don't put it in the fucking paper because you always get it wrong. So it's pointless. disturbing practice on secrecy. The Albanese government has drawn fire from interest groups and MPs across the political spectrum for what they regard as excessive secrecy in demanding non-disclosure agreements and other confidentiality requirements when drafting controversial legislation. Not interested. Five more drug bricks washed up on the beaches. I'm quite interested in this. Another five bricks of cocaine worth almost $1 million have been washed up on Sydney beaches. The latest in a string of wayward drug parcels that have bobbed up in the past 4 months. There's just packages of blocks of cocaine getting washed up on shores. People are handing them in, which I find quite interesting. And then I was thinking to myself, now I don't do cocaine anymore, but I did do a lot of it up to probably the age of 28 to 30. If I'd have found a kilogram of cocaine washed up on the beach, I don't think I would have handed it in, but I would have been a bit paranoid. But I think I would have taken it home and had a little look through it and maybe dabbled and split it open and then had little bits and then popped it in a cupboard somewhere and then thought, how can I get rid of it? But I haven't found a block of cocaine and I'm not a drug dealer. But anyway, so it's quite interesting. It's just saying there how many places big parcels of cocaine have washed up. Central Coast, Lake Macquarie, Avoca Brit Beach, Manly, North Stain, Curl. Oh, it'd be hilarious if you saw that, wouldn't it? Bobbing around. Anyway, they reckon that maybe they are attached to the hull of boats or thrown overboard. I think if you were going to smuggle it, I would pull them along behind me on a sort of detachable rope thing. And then if anyone came, you'd just sort of cut them loose. They'd be weighted and they'd drop to the bottom of the ocean and you might put like a little tracking device on them. Anyway, I'm not planning on doing that. Home values keep rising despite cost of living pressures. That's basically home values keep rising despite of cost of living pressures. Don't need to read any more about that. Council irate as rat run pressure rises. It's a really boring story about pedestrians, cyclists and people in cars. Parents are livid because of the injury risk where there's a choking point. Not interested. That is page 4 or 5. I'd rather do a shit in my pants and sit in it than read that story. Two drown while trying to rescue a toddler. Basically, a toddler fell into the deep end of a Gold Coast pool. The father jumped in and the grandfather jumped in and they both died. I don't know whether it says whether the child survived. It doesn't say that the child died. So that's weird, isn't it? There's been a lot of deaths in water. A special needs boy that goes to the same school as my special needs son, jumped off a bridge into water, which is what the kids do, but he's obviously needs assistance because he's got special needs. So he's obviously needs a lot of supervision. He's jumped in to the water, which is what lots of other kids do, and it was low tide and he's died. That's horrific. One dead, one seriously injured in an ATV crash, an all-terrain vehicle, little, you know, two-seater thing that you would drive across a rural property, has turned over and killed two people. It's not relevant to be in the news. It's not newsworthy. There's a whole thing here about the growing awareness of autism and the potential that maybe South Australia has created an office for autism, which they're saying is quite a good idea, and it's showing that the increase in number of participants on the NDIS scheme in Australia has increased by 21% and 18% in the past 2 years. That's crazy, the amount of people. Why are they being diagnosed as autistic? Oh, we're just better at diagnosing it. No, because when I went to school, there weren't kids at 17 years old still shitting in their pants. So that's not a better diagnosis at all. Or sort of being a bit quirky and weird and flapping and wearing ear muffs. That didn't happen. There's something going on. Oh, it's not the vaccines. It's absolutely not the vaccines, even though we haven't done the tests to establish whether it's the vaccines or not. Something about the MPs behaving badly with the thing of the 5% dock. Not interested. Chris Bowen, the energy minister, is defending the use of two jets for one photo op, it says here. Basically, the Prime Minister and Chris Bowen, the energy minister, both took individual Australian Air Force jets to two of their fucking appointments. There's an article article about if you've ever been to Sydney, just before, when you're going south across the Harbour Bridge, just before you go across the Harbour Bridge, there's a big red public housing building. It's from built in the 1950s. It's a real eyesore. There's an article about that, like the old people that live in it. Not really very relevant. Excuse me. Second and silent rent crisis risks investment. Can't read it. Something about a youth curfew that may be executed after breaches up in Alice Springs. They're putting in curfews because the more curfews, the curfews have been breached. Great. Students act to dodge uni censors. Something about a really boring University of New South Wales newspaper called Tharunka. I can't read it, as I've got no interest in it. Something about musicians on Juggle Street in dire straits. Half of Australian musicians and professional singers are earning less than $6,000 a year from their talents, the survey has found, amid warnings their financial prospects will worsen with the collapse of the festival circuit. Okay, so you're earning $6,000 a year being a musician. I'd say give it up, because it's no good. Like lying in a coffin, Australians describe the horror of life in Gaza. In two decades at the United Nations Children's Fund, Australian James Elder has visited Sudan, Somalia, Ukraine and Mozambique. He's seen war and famine. Never before has he seen anything like the horror in Gaza. What makes this different is the scale, the ferocity and the ubiquitousness of it. What makes this different is the scale, the ferocity, the ubiquitousness of it. Yes, says Elder, speaking from the southern city of Rafah after a week travelling throughout the strip. Every time I turn around, there is another horrendous, heartbreaking story. A few days ago, I was in hospital and there was a little boy who had lost his eye. His sister, a shy girl, had her face terribly disfigured from burns and shrapnel. 2 metres away is a mother who has had her leg amputated and her husband has had two limbs amputated. Oh, don't be so anti-Semitic. They've got to defend themselves. They're the hostages. The hostages. They have to defend themselves. It doesn't matter if they're killing children. Generational spat over plan for North Coast waterfront. Something about having to build North Coast waterfront at Coffs Harbour because they're losing the youth. The youth are, well, because Coffs Harbour is probably for old people. Threat to school holiday getaways. Can't read it. Too boring. Israeli strike hits hospital tent camp. I know it's anti-Semitic, but I'm going to read it anyway. An Israeli airstrike hit a tent camp in the courtyard of a crowded hospital in central Gaza, killing 4 Palestinians and wounding another 15, including journalists working nearby. But the hostages, doesn't matter if they've killed some people in a camp near a hospital because of the hostages. Something about fucking Netanyahu and the protests. Now, are they protesting because of the terrible things that are happening to the Palestinians, or are the Israelis protesting because of how Israel is handling the release of the hostages? I don't think there's any hostages left. And I think Israel is just using that as an excuse to keep the war going. And if anyone believes that Israel is honest, then they need their heads examined. Murder of Russian defector, a message. The men who killed Maxim Kuzminov, never heard of him, wanted to send a message. This was obvious to Spanish investigators even before they discovered who he was. Not only did the killers shoot him 6 times in a parking garage in southern Spain, they ran over his body with their car. They also left an important clue to their identity. Identity, according to investigators, shell casings from 9mm Makarov bullets, a standard munition of the former communist bloc. Now, all you have to do if you want to pretend you're someone else is just get some use some fucking shells from a 9mm Makarov from a 9mm Makarov bullet shell. It couldn't possibly have been staged by anyone else. It was a clear, I'm not saying it was staged, I'm just saying it could have been staged. It was a clear message, as in it could have been staged, they could have been saying it was someone Russian, but actually it was someone else. Because it does mention in here Sergei Skripal a little bit further down. It says, it was a clear message, said a senior official from Guardia Civil, the Spanish police force overseeing the investigations into the killing. It was a clear message. I will find you. I will kill you. I'll run you over and humiliate you. That's what the the sort of quote is that this man maybe said in a fucking, what's that guy called? Oh, I've done it again. You're right. You're right, Anastasia. I should have a T-shirt that says, oh, what's that guy's name again? I can't remember. Liam Neeson. Hooray! I remembered his name. I will find you. I will kill you. I'll run you over and humiliate you. Kuzminov, 28, defected from Russia to Ukraine last summer, flying his MI-8 military helicopter into Ukrainian territory and handing the aircraft, along with a cache of secret documents, to Ukrainian intelligence officers. Bullshit! Don't believe it. In doing so, he committed the one offence Russian President Vladimir Putin has said again and again he will never forgive: treachery. His killing in the seaside resort town of Villajoza in February, which is in Spain, in February, has raised fears that Russia's European spy networks continue to operate and are targeting enemies of the Kremlin despite concerted efforts to dismantle them after Putin invaded Ukraine in 2022. Russia's intelligence services have been put on a war footing and begun operating at a level of aggressiveness at home and abroad reminiscent of the Stalin era, said Andrei Saldatov, an author and expert on Russia's military and security services. It's not about conventional espionage anymore, he said. It's about operations, and these operations might include assassinations. In Spain, Kuzminov lived an indiscreet life, the senior Garda Civil official said. He went to bars popular with Russians and Ukrainian clientele, burning through the money he'd received from the Ukrainian state. He drove around Villa, whatever that Spanish town name is, in a black Mercedes S-Class. Senior police officials speaking on the condition of anonymity said, there's no proof that any of them said anything, said the killing bore hallmarks of similar attacks linked to the Kremlin, including the assassination of former Chechen rebel commander in Berlin 2019 and the poisoning of former Russian military intelligence operative Sergei Skripal in Salisbury, England in 2018. Just so happens to be where Portland Down is, where they probably the only place on earth where they would also have Novichok. So that was probably bollocks as well. It's all bollocks. Oh, important thing about Charles there. Charles greets well wishers after Easter service. London, King Charles III attended the Easter church service at Windsor Castle with Queen Camilla, later greeting well-wishers, who turned out to see his first significant public appearance since disclosing he had cancer last month. Not interested, turn the page. Not interested. When a civil war starts here, didn't read it. Too boring. Oh, it's the story about Mark Wales, the guy that was on Australian Survivor. He's written a book. He's ex-SAS guy. Not interested. Netanyahu's options come at a price. Something about, you know, Biden telling fucking Netanyahu to not do things. Well, probably. Oh, please don't. Oh, please don't do that, says Biden. Oh, no, I'm not. Yeah, no. Sorry, not interested. I'm going to do whatever I want. That's what Netanyahu says. Social media giants need to step up in scams fight. Look, bottom line is, if you are such a fucking spastic that you're getting flummoxed by scammers on your phone or by people ringing you up claiming to be, hello, my name is Stephen Miles. You know, it's just a nonsense. I love Indian people, but I hate Indian scammers that ring me up. And I feel like I can do a good Indian accent. Yes, please. Something about a DIY laptop company where you can replace. It's a company that's making laptops where you can replace all the components as they perish. Good idea. US Apple lawsuit needs surgical strike. When you come for the king. Does it pack a pounds? The lawsuit filed on Thursday portrays the iPhone business as a forbidding citadel among the Indian. I think it's something to do with anti-competitive and sort of monopoly-based. It's a monopoly-based court case. It's not interesting. Something about altcoins and cryptocurrencies. Not interested. Something about Salman Rushdie. Not interested. Well, that's the end of that. I've got to be quick because it's 4:16. Deal or No Deal's on tonight at 6 o'clock, of course. It's hosted by Grant Denyer, the guy who at one point had what looked like some kind of ice or meth addiction, judging by his face. Not saying that he did have it, I'm just saying that he looked like he had it. And now if I turn to the Daily Telegraph, I'm going to try and wrap this up in 8 minutes. This is a nonsense paper. Up, up and away is the title on the front. What was it about again? The Western Sydney suburbs, which could skyrocket in population under a bold six-story proposal to boost housing supply, have been revealed, with local leaders furious that some of the zones are up to 10 kilometres from the nearest train station. The proposals to increase density around town centres, including local shopping strips, could lead to higher density in suburbs such as North Rocks in the Parramatta Council area, Edenza Park and Prairie Wood in Fairfield, and Oran Park in Camden. The locations are revealed for the first time in council zoning data compiled by the Daily Telegraph, and I couldn't give a flying cock cunt bollocks. Something about a horse called Imperatriz, not interested. Something about some fucking loser actor and model, Antonio Sabato Jr., is in Australia for Supernova Comic Con and gaming fan events. Not interested. Oh, ex-Idol star in Fight for Life, guy that came third in the, was it the second series of Australian Idol, has been diagnosed with something like colon cancer. Very sad. More tragic, Easter Monday drownings. A couple of people drowned. Something about passive vaping. A killer in the midst is passive vaping from e-cigarettes causing concern for people's health. It might be. Don't vape. I think it's a shit idea. Labour to reveal autism strategy. I think I've already read it. Maybe I haven't read it. I'll read it later when I've hung up from this. I'm sure you guys aren't interested. Oh, shall I read it? 4:18. Come on, read it. More. See, and now it's 4:18 in the afternoon, which means I haven't done this. I bought this paper this morning early and then I got busy. And so I'm now doing Is It News at 4:15 in the afternoon. But if you're driving home, you might enjoy it. More early screening and making autism assessments timely and accessible, as well as boosting health, social and employment supports for Australians diagnosed with the condition, are being considered under a landmark new strategy. Labour will today unveil its draft national autism strategy for public consultation, which includes a range of commitments aimed at improving the quality of life for more than 205,000 autistic Australians. There's more on that. There's a two-page spread on the use of two RAAF planes to take old Chris Bollockhead and Anthony Albanese to their appointments. Now, there's something here about Higgins text leak claim rocks defo case. This is about the Taylor Auerbach, Brittany Higgins, Bruce Lerman, whatever defamation thing. Still can't remember what the story's about. But basically it says here, Mr. Auerbach emerged in recent weeks as the spotlight producer who booked two Thai masseuses on a 7-credit card. That's all I need to read. I couldn't give a fuck about that man. Squeezes on at King's Langley, not interested. The homes that rise in the West, not interested. DA delays threaten French Revolution. Something about DA approvals taking a long time. It's not interesting. Oh, cops to probe preacher. Islamic leader referred to police over sermon of hate. A controversial Bankstown preacher has been referred to the police after delivering a fiery sermon claiming those who attack Islam will be met with men who love death. Vision of the sermon on Good Friday reveals the preacher, who goes by the names Abu Osaid and Wissam Haddad, telling the congregation at Bankstown Al-Madina Dawi Centre that Islam is peaceful, but there is a limit. Muslims are being killed, oppressed at the hands of the worshippers of cows, rats and monkeys, Mr. Osaid told the congregation. I don't know what that means. If you attack Allah, you attack our prophet, our religion, our fellow brothers and sisters. If you attack our lands, you're going to be met with men who love death more than you love life. Lovely. Something about Ivan Milat before his death might have told someone in prison that he didn't act alone. Sort of not really news, because no one really knows if that's true or not. Property prices hit another record. Sydney home prices have climbed to a record level as housing shortages continue to turn the screws on property buyers. Prices of property keeps going up. House of Crime horrors. Something about some gang related people. Not interested. Teenager accused of cabbie attacks. Not interested. Labour bid to limit caravan residents. Not interested. Thousands in compo for Rocky jet flight. That's the old LATAM Airlines flight from Sydney to Auckland. They're obviously suing that airline. There's something about the coke being washed up on the beaches. Not interested. there's that woman there that died following a suspected drug overdose on the Gold Coast on Friday. Killer cocktail warning. Friends have paid tribute to a force to be reckoned with who died as part of a suspected mass drug overdose on the Gold Coast on Good Friday. Danielle Whitaker, who had just celebrated her 40th birthday, died after a suspected overdose on a cocktail of drugs, which has also left two friends in serious conditions. What were the drugs? Originally from New Zealand, Miss Whitaker lived on the Gold Coast and was partying with six friends when she died. The entire group assessed by paramedics at the scene of the surface paralysed high-rise apartment party. Four people did not require hospitalisation. Miss Whitaker suffered cardiac arrest. Friends have paid tribute to doesn't say what drugs it was. Oh, it's something about a comet that's on its way here. Comet bigger than Mount Everest can be seen in Australian skies this month for the first time in 70 years. Fury over nuke Gaza call. A Republican congressman has provoked outrage after suggesting that nuclear weapons should be dropped on Gaza, like Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Tim Warburg, a representative from Michigan, was speaking at a gathering with constituents responding to a question about President Joe Biden's plan to build a pontoon of Gaza's coast to boost the flow of aid. Mr. Warburg said the US shouldn't be spending a dime on humanitarian aid. What a lovely man. Referencing the two Japanese cities on which the US dropped atomic bombs at the end of World War II, Mr. Warburg said it should be like Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Get it over quick. Now, he's a Baptist. Oh, is he a Baptist or is he a Hindu? No, I can't remember. Can't remember which one he is. I'm sure it'll come to me later. Israelis demand PM steps down. It's done that already. Can't be bothered. Turning the page. No, nothing. No. Fucking crossroads. That's it. How long have we been? 24 minutes. Textbook. I'm hanging up because that is fucking shit.